on the GNOME desktop, that's a word from the Linux environment. If you've got a Linux system using the GNOME desktop for your distribution, then you're very familiar with it. What I found is that I had an old scanner that we had back in the Windows XP days. It was that old. And that Canon scanner, nice scanner, but it wouldn't work in Windows 10. So before I took it to the thrift store, you know, donated away, I tried it on the Linux computer. I got two desktop computers. One is Linux and one is Windows. Not hooray-me, just that's how it is. And it works. There's a program that comes by default with the GNOME desktop these days called Simple Scan, and it's a great little, exactly that, simple scanner. You can scan your documents and save them as a JPEG, a PNG, a PDF. It uses 300 dots per inch for pictures by default and 150 dots per inch for text. And you can change those settings in the preference menu. So give that a look, won't you? And thanks very much for taking time out of your day to listen to the Guy R. Cook Report. We appreciate your involvement with the episode. Thanks to the patrons that support the Guy R. Cook Report, to the people at Podbean.com, CodingBrains.com, and Google, of course, and all the social channels and the podcast listening portals that support the Guy R. Cook Report. I'll see you tomorrow. It's a wrap.